Hi, I'm Professor Pooch of ProfessorPooch.com. When most people think of the word publishing, they think of books, and that a publisher sells books. Well, at one time, there were no records or tapes, let alone CDs, MP3s, and DVDs. Originally, people received all their music in the form of sheet music. That is, printed documents that contained words and notes of songs that allowed people to stand around a piano and sing with their friends and relatives. Sheet music still sells, as well as books of sheet music known as folios, but this has become a very small part of what has become one of the most profitable parts of the music industry. Songwriters and music publishers also can make sizable amounts of money worldwide from 1. Sale of records, tapes, CDs, DVDs, etc. Anything containing songs played on a mechanical device, and therefore called mechanicals. 2. Live and recorded radio and TV performances, also known as airplay. This also includes jukeboxes, live and recorded performances at restaurants, clubs, bars, hotels, casinos, health spas, etc. 3. Synchronization rights. That's when songs are synchronized with film and TV movies. This has become an important way to make money and to become well known. 4. Commercials. Advertisers are using songs more than jingles at the present. Elevator music. When you hear songs played in an elevator or supermarket when on hold with a telephone, etc. 6. Computer chips. Computer programs, cell phones like ringtones and video games. And 7. There's all kinds of new forms of technology and formats that seem to be appearing monthly. Simply put, whenever a song is performed, no matter who performs it, the songwriter and publisher could, should, benefit. It is also the music business's best kept secret to sometimes make quite a lot of money. Therefore, there's a lot of competition for publishing rights and the money that goes with it. Today, many songwriters and producers, as well as many others in the music business, have their own publishing companies, something unheard of 30 years ago, because what they want is the publishing rights and the money that goes with them. In many cases, two or more publishing companies will make deals with each other. Of course, you have to first understand what music publishing is and how that section of the music industry operates, so that you can become successful without getting ripped off. A little history of music publishing is necessary at this point. You see, before 1960, most people in the industry, as a matter of course, went to music publishers for their songs. The publishers had songwriters on staff as salaried employees, as well as other songwriters constantly contributing songs. But since then, many singers, bands, groups began writing their own songs. Now, that isn't to say that artists, managers, and record producers don't go to publishers looking for material, or that publishing companies can't still place songs for songwriters. They can, and still do, but not as often as they used to. Also, understanding publishing is very important to the managers in that they receive commissions from the artist publishing, or they may have a publishing company of their own, and producers of artists, in that publishing is a rich source of income for them. It is important to note also that packaging the artist and song together and selling them as one entity has become a very important consideration to most publishers. It makes the job much easier for them. That way, they don't have to search for an artist willing to record the songs. They, in effect, have a self-contained package. Simply put, think of the publisher as the business end for the songwriter, who is the creative end, and they work together. By the way, I stole much of this information from my songwriters and publishing course. Well, that's it for today. And again, I'm Professor Pooch of ProfessorPooch.com, asking you to tune in for the next episode. Bye-bye.